We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi Ben Menachem Shem Ham Yaakov and Pidchav Zaliyah. We're in Erech and Perakei Mishnah Beis. Demeya di alai. Here's a person. The previous Mishnah we spoke about, a person said Mishkali alai. The weight of my whole body I'm giving to the Beis Hamikdash, and it was followed by Mishkal Yadi alai. The weight of my hand is upon me, or my arm, as we try to figure out how we're able to evaluate the weight of that. Our Mishnah is speaking about Demei Yadi alai. This is not the weight, the Mishkal. This is the value of my hand. How do you determine the value of a person's hand? That's what I want to give to the Beis Hamikdash, the value of my hand. Shomino, so we evaluate the person. Kama hu shaveh biyad, how much he's worth with a hand. Kama hu shaveh below yad, and how much he's worth without a hand. It almost sounds like the nezek that we pay when someone injures someone. But it's not really that simple. Meaning we would have thought, let's evaluate exactly what he's worth without an arm and what he's worth missing an arm. And then we'll be able to figure out how much we're supposed to give him. So the Ratchanur says, we can't do that. Why not? And they quote the Gemara from your test. She'ein shamin oso kama yafek shenikta yado v'kama hayashavik shtei yadav shlemos. What he's worth when he had two hands, and now he's worth when he has only one hand. Shemi shenikta yado. Someone who has his hand cut off, she'kishabar lo shuma, when they come to appraise him, kama hayashavet chila, what was his value prior, and they see him with one arm. So they say, okay, well, with one arm, he looks like this value. If he had two arms, he'd be worth a little bit more. Ancient also elabazol, they're going to give him a price that's too low. Why? They see him and he looks like he has he's disabled. But the person who took this neder, he doesn't have his hand cut off. So you're really not going to get the right value, because just if to calculate the value of someone when you see him with only one hand, what he would be worth when he had two hands, you're not going to get the right value. So to say, okay, what's the difference between someone, he says, Demei Alai, okay, let's see, what are you going to give? Well, the difference between what he's worth with two hands versus one hand. So we're not going to get the proper value, because people are going to look at him with only one hand and say, well, this is his value. Okay, now let's see what he's worth when he has two hands. It's going to be more, but not significantly more. So what we need to do is we evaluate what he's worth as an eved, as a slave, who can use both arms, and then we do a shuma, we do an evaluation, how much he's worth as a slave who can use only one arm. So the Bartanur says like this, L'kach mefarish kama u'shave below yad kagon. Imachru rabo kulo chutz miyado. If the master would sell him his whole body except his hand. Let's say he's a slave and there's nothing wrong with him. He's completely healthy. And his master is selling him his whole body except for one arm. So then, why does that help? So he explains. V'shamin kamo yofik sherabo mocha kula v'lo shir mimenu la'atzmo klum. How much is he worth if the master would sell him and left nothing for himself? V'kama shove pachos im shi'er rabo yado achas shalom echa. Let's say the master would sell him not the whole heaven, but I'm selling the whole heaven except his hand. Ah, the hashta ain't a mizuzal. Now, he doesn't look disabled. We don't say, people are no doubt are going to be influenced by what he looks like. We don't have that problem here. V'kachu knows in the Hekdesh, and that's how much he gives to Hekdesh. So what happens if the slave can only use one arm to work, it's sold from one Rav, one master to another master. And now, what happened? The original master sold him for I'm keeping one hand. He's for myself. So the new master who just bought him could only use one arm. So therefore, this difference, if I have the difference between these two prices, that indeed is going to be the value of the arm. So the master who pays for the new slave from the other master is paying for the use of one arm. This is the way we're able to evaluate what Demei Yadi Alai really is. So that's what it means when the Mishnah says, Kama hu shave biyad, kama shave below yad, which means if a master would sell a whole eved, the whole to someone, versus I'm selling you the whole eved except one hand, so that this difference is what's going to be paid. Zechomer binidarim b'arachim. What we just said is a chumrah that Nedarim have, Demei Alai has, over Erchin. over Erkiolai. So we mentioned this many times, the many differences between Demeolai, the value of person as a slave, as opposed to Erechin, which is a fixed amount. So explains the Bar Tanura, the Ilu Amar Be'erechin Erech Yadi V'Ragliolai. If you would have said, Erech Yadi V'Ragliolai, I take upon myself to give the Erech, the value of my hand to the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't mean anything. When it comes to Deme Yadiolai, the value of my hand as a slave, so that has value. But to say Erchiolai, that doesn't mean anything. Ela im kain amar bedavar shahaneshama tluyamo. Unless, as we'll see, he mentions something where when he says erchi, he mentions a part of the body, an organ that is needed for life, that the soul literally is dependent upon it. But irregularly, a person pledges the erech of his hand, the erech of his arm, of his leg, he doesn't know anything because there is no such thing as an erech for a person's arm. Erech is for the whole body, based on gender and based on age. So that's the difference between nedarim and erechin. V'chomer ba'arachin min nedarim keitzad, but there is a chomer that erech has over nedarim. Keitzad, ha'omer erechi olai v'mei, so a person says, I'm giving my erech to the Beis HaMikdash. This is a person between 20 and 60, let's say. It's a male. He's supposed to give 50 shekel, and then he dies. Yitnu ha'yarshim, the yarshim have to give that amount, as opposed to Demeolai Vameis. He says Demeolai and he dies. Lo Yino Ayarshim, they don't have to give. So there's the Chumah that Erech has over Demei. Why? Shein Damim Lemeisim. There's no value for someone who's dead. So if you haven't paid up yet, so then there's nothing for the Yarshim to give. But Erech Yolai is different, says the Bar Tanur. Why? De Erech Davar Katsavu. It's something that it fixed. But then he adds on the following. The Davka, even in the case of Erech, when do we say that the Yorshim have to pay that value that was pledged by the person who died? We at least need that he stood in court to have to be appraised before he died. It says in the Pasuk, Vehemido Lifnei HaKohen. So there, even by Erech, you need to stand in front of the Kohen for the potential to be evaluated. Aval Demeolai, De'eno Elama Sheyashumuhu Bebeistin. But Demeolai is opposed to Erech, which is how you're praised in the Beistin. Vahare Lo Bali De'kach Sharei Meis. And even if you came to the court, but even if you stood there, but they never assessed the person's value, so then it doesn't matter. Afal Pisha Amad Bedin, Hu Mechusar Umdana. You never assessed him. Velo Yenash. The Yeshua don't have to pay. So the difference is everyone needs Hamada. Everyone needs Hamada, but they need to stand in the court. The difference is that the Yarshim will pay the fixed value of the person who passed away, their father, or the parent, who's the Erech, the value, since that's a fixed value, even when there's Hamada Bedin, even though he was not appraised and based it. We know, okay, we figure it out. How old is he? What's the gender? And that's what the Yarshim have to give. When it comes to Demeolai, there, even if there was Hamad Abedin, if he was not appraised, the Yarshim don't have to give anything. Why? Because ain't dumb in Lemesim. What about Erech Yodi Ve'erech Aglialai Lomar Klum? So that we know already. I pledge to give the Erech value of my arm or my leg. That's nothing. As we said, Erech values only apply to a full body, not limbs, as opposed to Demeolai. Erech Roshi, but now we get into the category of an erech on an organ, which is neshamar teluyaba, where it's needed to live. So a person says, I'm giving the erech of my head to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm giving the erech of my liver to the Beis HaMikdash. No saying erech kulo. Then he gives his full erech. Be zehaklal zdavar shana shamra tuluya bo no sin erech kulo. That's the rule. If a person pledges a part of the body upon which his life depends, that's the head or the liver. So that's we spoke in other mesechtos. We speak about the heart. So no sin erech kulo. Then since his survival depends on that part of the body, so that neder, that erech, is as if he pledged the whole body. So that's why you have to give Erech Kula. From where is this derived? So the Pasuk says, Vayikachav Zayin Be'erkaha Nefashos. Nefashos means that if there's an Eva, there's a limb where the Chiyus HaNefesh, the living survival, is Tuluyabo, it's as if he's Marech the entire body. Perek, Hey Mishnah Gimel. Chatzi Erkiolai. A person says, I'm giving the half of my Erech. So his Erech, let's say, is a male between 20 and 60. His Erech is 50. So 50 shekel. So then he can give 50 selah. So we say he gives half of his Erech. He gives 20. 25, nosin chatzi erko. What if he says, though, not chatzi erki olai, half of my erech, but rather erech chetzi olai, the erech of half of me. This is not half the erech, but the erech of half of me, so there's no half of you. Nosin erech kulo, that's half of the... why does he have to give the full amount? Because half of his body is certainly a davar ha-neshama tuluya bo. So therefore, if you marech a davar ha-neshama tuluya bo, you have to give erech kulo. So here too, erech chetz yolai, giving erech of half, the erech of half my body, I'm taking upon myself to give. You have to give the erech of your whole body. Chatzi deme alai, you know, see chatzi damav. If you say half my damim, so you give half of your value as sold as a slave to the Beis HaMikdash. Deme chetzi alai, you say the damim of half of my body, then also no sin deme kulo. You give the full amount of your body, just like when it comes to erech. Where do we learn this from? So the pasuk says, Ishki afli neder be'er kachan efashos. So neder and be'er kachan erech are together in the pasuk. And therefore we make a hekesh between neder and erech, just like erech. When you say erech chatzi olai, the erech of half of my body is upon myself, you have to give erech kulo, the whole body, because it's a neshama, no doubt neshama tuluya bo, if it's half the body. So to a neder, if you say demei chatzi olai, you have to have demei kulo. Then the Mishnah concludes, zeh klal, davar shaneshama tuluya bo, no saying erech kulo. Person who takes upon himself, davar shaneshama tuluya bo, demei roshi, demei kvedi, he gives erech kulo. And some say it really should be, since we're speaking about damim now, he gives no sein demei kulo.